powerful information has come to me. You know, we're talking about the two rim on last sit-in. Powerful information. When I start teaching something, God always get a lot of information to me. I don't believe in plagiarism, teaching another man's stuff all the time. But at times, there are things that come to me. I know God sent it to me for a reason. And I got a letter with permission, you know, to put it in the curriculum. There's some things I want you to know. I don't want you to forget, y'all dismiss. I don't want you to forget the spirit realm versus the physical realm and on to the mental realm. You always got to recognize what realm the Bible is talking about. Mostly the Bible is talking about the spirit realm, which can make manifestation in the physical realm. And you have to know that. You have to know your life in Christ and Christ's life in you is spiritual. In your spirit now, we're finding out that you're fully matured. In your spirit, you got the very nature, you got the very faith that Jesus was using when he was here ministering on earth. Every man has the measure of faith. All right, as you use it, it gets stronger and more bold and wider, but it's the same measure. So you can't ask the Lord to give you no more faith, because all he's going to tell you is use what you got. The disciples did that in Luke 17, verses 5 and 6. Lord, the apostle did it. Lord, increase our faith. Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard, you might say to the sycamore tree, we pluck up and cast in the sea, and it'll obey you. So he's telling us we're all, in Romans 12, 3, tell us we all got the same measure. I don't want you to think that these classes or these services are as usual. There's another dimension. There's another level. There's another things you may have been carrying for a long time and struggling with and trying to spiritually come alive with the strength of God and ability of God to manifest. I'm going to show you how to have manifestation, but I don't want you to take it lightly, because I'm spending quality time preparing myself for these services so I can train you and develop you and see you grow and see you be blessed. I want to put you in a position, as I talked with you earlier, as I learn, I share with you, I'm always a student. I'm hungry for more things of God. And the thing about miracles and blessing, that miracle is not God's best. The blessing is God bless. Because as long as you walk in the blessing, you will never need a miracle. But then, you know, the church, we need miracle signs. The Bible talks about miracle signs and wonders. But basically, the signs, miracles, and wonders was done on people who were not saved. We Christian, we are walking miracles. We are a miracle going somewhere to happen, not going to look for a miracle. Are you following me? Religion and tradition and denomination have ruined a large part of the church. And, you know, for growth, it take effort and take movement and take changes. And sometimes people don't want change. So if you don't want change, you can't be helped. But the spiritual world is turning all the time. You talk about it as the world turns, it's as the spirit turns. And it's so important that you take a hold of what the Lord is saying. To operate in grace and faith, the Father has granted me grace fully to submit to the Lordship of Christ. Pray about that. To operate in grace and faith, the Father has granted me grace fully to submit to the Lordship of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Talalabasha. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And not on the board today. I don't have my girl back there. She's on vacation. I'll get them to you some kind of way. May my life reflect the benefits of the cross and the grace of Christ daily. Pray about that. May my life reflect the benefits of the cross and the grace of Christ daily. Daily. In Jesus' name, let's go to the third one. I'll get right. I want to get in the word. Let my walk of faith in grace attract men into your presence so they will willingly receive all your grace you have made available to them. Just pray about it. I know you would like to have it. I know it. You would like to have it. I know it. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your faith and your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and give us thanks. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. I want to read that verse again, Ephesians 2 and 8. I have to work around these grounds for quite some time, for there's benefits for us that is beyond measurement. Thank you, Father. Yes, it's benefit beyond measurement. In Ephesians 2:8, very simple verse, but yet a powerful one. You're there, because I'm moving. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I want you to notice that the gift of God, grace and faith, are both gifts of God. You already have them. You just got to know how to connect them, how to use them properly, how to cooperate with them properly. So write this down as a note. Properly connecting grace and faith. Properly connecting grace and faith. Now, we know from prior teaching, we have already made it known to you that grace is a cross factor. Grace is a revelation of the dimension of what God done through Christ on the cross for our behalf, and it is a settled fact. It cannot be stopped. The enemy is not stronger than the life of grace that the Lord have give us to live. Amen. But we got to know how to properly connect grace and faith. Now, grace itself, when Jesus died on the cross, I want to use a term called finished grace, all right? Then I want to use another term, you can forfeit grace by not knowing how it worked. We know in Galatians 2:21 in the Bible, Galatians 2:21, it talks about frustrating the grace of God. And then you go on further thinking, I forgot what book it is even, but it talks about falling from the grace of God. Now, a lot of times we think people not being saved and et cetera, because they know you're falling from the operation of grace, how to function in what God have already provided for you. Another scripture that is important I'm going to ponder on this tonight, because the grace is sitting there, but faith is still in movement. So in Hebrews 11:1, we have to understand some things about faith. If we're going to connect faith proper to grace and make it happen, what, healing, or not so much make it happen, receive it. Let's go, let me go back. Believe and receive, command and release. That's your position. Believing and receiving, commanding and releasing. That's an anointing about it, and you, 1 John 2:27 to do that. All right? So God have done everything through Christ. There's no more Christ coming. There's no more blood sacrifice. It's a done deal. And then even God, he has sealed it. Ephesians talking about sealing. Well, he have sealed. You have a sealed spirit. Contamination can't get in your spirit. You have eternal life now. Now this is rough to preach in religious circle, but your past, present, and future sins have been taken care of. Unless it's an undone job. Now, if you decide to live ungodly and worldly, it's a decision you make because Satan can't make you do it. What you open the door for, sickness, disease, poverty, dying early, family messed up. See, so there are some doors you can open, but you don't have to open them. And you don't want to open them. Amen? And we know that the Bible also tells us that. I want to just quote these things in Titus 2, 11 and 12. The Bible says if you do the grace life right with faith, the grace is going to teach you how to live right. Hallelujah. That's what it says. The 12 verses, he's going to teach you how to live soberly, live with a godly life, refuse worldly lusts. Then it says in this present world. So grace by itself is nothing to you. Faith by itself is nothing to us. You have to know how to combine the two in which make you just like Jesus. Amen. 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 Now here in Hebrews, word of faith, we wrote this verse and we did a lot of good work with it. But it could be more powerful. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, there is a threefold ingredients in faith. Substance, hope, and evidence. If you don't have no hope, your faith can't work. Substance, hope, and evidence are the threefold ingredient of faith. So you must understand, and I'll get into it in a few minutes. Look at the third verse now in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 3. Notice what it says now. Through faith, what you saw in Ephesians 2:8. You saw through faith in there. Through faith. Now look what this verse says. Look the category or the energy or the insight or the volume or the magnitude the Lord put in faith. He says now, notice with me now, you ready to read? Through faith, we understand. Hold up. Without faith, understanding of the ingredients or the elements of faith, hope, substance, hope, and evidence. I want to keep plowing that to you because later on I'm going to teach you on hope because hope anchors your soul until the manifestation can come. Faith makes substance, hope, and evidence present. So he says, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Powerful, powerful. 11 and 6 now it says, without faith, It's impossible to please him, God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that did seek him. Just want to go over these verses, because I'm going to take you some places that I want you to see that you can properly do Ephesians 2:8 all your life, with every aspect of promise, revelation, righteousness, all of the things that come together in your life. And you begin to turn the tides or turn the table on wisely on things that seem like you couldn't get to move. You prayed, you put scriptures on it, you know, you sowed seed about it. But there are things that we have to learn. Oh, God, my God. There are some things that oh, my God, that we got to see. All right, yes, take note. A person of faith operates out ahead of current circumstances. Lord, you didn't hear what I say. See, a person of faith operates out ahead of current circumstances. Boy, that's powerful. In other words, the circumstance there, but I'm ahead of it. Why? I know how it's going to come out. It's shaking and jerking and saying some things, but I have inside information. I know that God has already done this for me. I'm already healed. I'm already blessed. So I'm going to keep connecting my faith and with joy. I'm out ahead of this thing. You see what happens? We get behind it, or we get in it, and we can't see our way. Well, I'll stay right here the rest of the night. A portion of faith operate out ahead of current circumstances. When the Lord ministered to Abraham and Sarah, Sarah laughed. They both laughed. They laughed. God knew they was, because it is kind of funny what God would tell them. I mean, if you're not all the way in the spirit, you know, everything done stop. The Lord talking about having a baby. I mean, we've been trying to have a baby all our early married life. He tell us, but God made Abraham look ahead of the current circumstances and take on hope. Romans 4. Look at it. Let's look at it for a minute. Romans 4. I think I need to go there a minute. And I want to show you a pivotal verse there that will align, bring us in alignment with the operation, proper operation of grace and faith. The whole Bible is built on this. Romans 4, yeah, Romans 4. And I mentioned this to you, but I want to mention it to you again, because I know teaching, you got to keep saying it. Teaching, got to keep saying it. Got to keep saying it. You see that 16th verse of Romans 4? That verse is pregnant with information. I mean literally pregnant. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. Oh, my goodness. That means that if it's not of faith, it can't be by grace. He said, but I prayed. You can pray all you want. I said, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. You cannot bypass what Jesus has done. It's a wrap. Jesus, he's making intercession for us, but the job is completed. He's making intercession that you catch on to what already happened. I have to back up. I really want you to see this, because you have to properly. See, the things that you're dealing with now, huh? They're no match for you when you're knowing this. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be a student. You can't sit up here and think, well, I went to Bible study and I've done that. No. You have to catch your revelation and put it away. You don't have to tell everybody your business. What you believing for that is in alignment with God's word is already yours. My job is to teach you, instruct you how to make it manifest. Okay? And so you're going to have to be a student. You're going to have to pay attention because there are a lot of things going to pass by. I want to go back up to the 13th verse because I want to really drill this, because that word promise is so important. There was a lot of promises God made, and faith work on promises also. So for the promise that he should be the heir of the world, 13th verse, you with me? Yes. Well, not to Abraham or to his seed. Notice the seed, singular, Christ. Through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now he talk about the term the righteousness of faith. Faith is a righteous in the realm of righteousness. Faith gives you the right to believe and to receive what's already done for you. Amen. See, faith is of righteousness. Faith is a gift. We find in Ephesians 2:8, he gives us the gift of grace and the gift of faith. And then he tells us if we mix it with faith, his word with faith, we can have whatever he's saying. Well, the church, we've been hitting and missing, and we have not entered into the blessings of God as we should, because we didn't know. We had grace camp, faith camp, and now the two, the Lord is really pushing me to bring it together so you can see. And I know it'll take a while for you to see it. He said in the 14th verse, but if they was of the law be as, now see, now law, faith is made void. Whoa. And the promise made of none effect. So legalism by what you do, by your performance, by your self-effort, saying it's faith, but you want God to bless you on your goodness. But it's on Jesus' goodness. And you're going to have to go and use faith to make it happen. In other words, it's just saying you're going to have to believe. Don't feel nothing. Don't see nothing. I know something. Jeremiah 1:12. Isaiah 55:11. John 15:7, I'm just throwing some things out at you now. You just write, children, like John said, write. It's just telling you how powerful the word of God is. Hallelujah. It will not return to God void. Amen. And he watches over his word to perform it. We just got to get our mixer right. See, the gospel was preached to them. It did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. Now, that's a powerful statement in Hebrews 4:2. Look at that. Coming back here. See? The gospel was preached to them, but it did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. Hebrews 4:2. I think it's Hebrews 4:2. That's the right voice? Huh? Yes, tell me, is that the right voice? Yes, for unto us was the gospel. Now, the gospel is nothing, primarily, nothing else but good news. Amen. See, the gospel really is not about hell. The gospel is literally about God standing up there trying to find you, making a mistake, and throwing a brick at you and try to kill you. God is a good God. Huh? So he's, God is looking to bless you. He's not looking to hurt you, but you find out how much God loves you, you want to do right. And he give you the strength to live right. It's just easy as that. But see, the gospel was preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Well, somebody said, what word? Turn to Acts 20:32. Turn to Acts 20:32. What word? And if we miss this, it's the word of his grace. It's the word of, I've taken all shame, all disgrace from you. You now can become my child. And I'll see to it that you will not be made ashamed in the earth's realm. Now look, and now, brethren, Paul, the apostle of grace, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of the what?
Grace.
The word of, you know what that's saying? The word of it is finished. What you, look what he said he's able to do to you. Able to build you up. Anybody in their right mind want to be built up? And you know he's talking about building you up spiritually. Building you up in your understanding of who you are and what you can do and what my promises are to you, what my covenant of grace can do for you. And you act on it by faith, you can change anything in your life. And give you an inheritance.
Hallelujah.
Among them which are sanctified. Ephesians 4:24. This is a shocker here. This is a shocker here. This is going to scare the hell out the devil. This is a shocker. Because Ephesians 4:24. I don't want him to know that. And put on the new man. Now watch what happened now. Watch, after God is created, the new man in righteousness and what? In your spirit, you're total righteous and you're total holy. The problem has been in the church and been in among the body of Christ is not knowing how to function in that righteousness and in that holiness and in that sanctification. They think there's some special word. There's no special word. That's already in you. When you got born again in that new creature, or when you partook of that divine nature, 2 Peter, huh? That holiness, sanctification, righteousness is already on the inside of you, but the thing is one third. You got to train the soul, your mind, your will. You got to train. Now you don't have to, you don't really have to train your body. Once you get your soul trained, the body gonna fall in line.
That's right. Amen.
Some people act like I'm not even preaching. You don't know. I'm trying to tell you, man. You about to orbit. If you hear, because see, once I see something, brother, I latch on. Listen. Go back. What was Roman? Go back to Roman. It was all over the place. So you're already righteous. You're already holy. You're already sanctified. It's your body lying to you and your mind lying to you, trying to tell you, you know, you're unworthy and all that. No, you're not unworthy. You're a child of God. So you take that faith and grace and mix it right. Believe and receive. Command and release. Then there's a resistance there because there's an enemy who don't want you to know you can have all manifestation. You didn't hear me. There's an enemy don't want you to know that you can have all manifestation you see in the Bible. So he strategized. Through subtlety, he turned you from the simplicity. This is so simple. But that scripture, that's in Corinthians. Through his subtlety, he turned you from the simplicity. So if it's not complicated, you don't believe it worked, but God made it simple. That old boy like me can catch it. Yeah, he made it simple. Some of you high IQ people, you don't miss it because y'all shooting too high yourself. And you can't come humble because you think you got it. I was talking to a young man. He was talking about, you find that scripture? Subtlety. Turn you from subtlety to subtlety from the simplicity of Christ. See, faith and grace is the simplicity, but yet it's the most complicated thing. I was talking to an old boy, he's quoting psychologist stuff to me, you know. I said, I have street experience, and I've studied much psychology, and I've studied much spiritual things. I say, concentrate more on the spiritual thing. Yeah, you know, because this stuff, this self-help stuff, the Lord said, die, and we're going to get a bunch of self-help. He said, deny yourself. Wait, Lord, I'll be back. I'm going to get some self-help. I'll be back. Because you get so much, you get so tied up in that, you think it's the answer. Y'all ain't found that scripture yet?
2 Corinthians 11:3.
Huh? Yeah, go to that, 2 Corinthians 11:3. Because if you look for something complicated with God, it's not there. God made it for the old boy who came read. Somebody just gave him a word. You're powerful. Your most powerful people are people who the world think nothing. But I fear, lest Paul's preaching, boy, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. So your mind, not your spirit, your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. He did it all. Your mind looking for something else. Now, here's the robo. Adam and Eve was deceived by something they already had. God had already created Adam and Eve in his image, give them dominion over everything. He said, at one tree. Satan come along with his subtlety and took off from the simplicity of it. She did what God told her not to do in disobedience for something she already had. Jesus, the last Adam, had to go through the same test. And he offered Jesus a lot of stuff, you know. He told Jesus, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. And Jesus knew, it's already my stuff. You follow me? All right, let's go back on the trail now. Let's go back on the trail. And Jesus dealt with him. And that's what you got to do with him. I'm not getting further now. I'm gone. Back to Roman. I was bringing you into Abraham through the righteousness of faith and the promises of God, became strong in faith on basis on it is written what God has said. And that's the way we got to do it, you see. We talk about mixing it with faith, right? We talk about you got to mix it with faith. All right. Mix the word of God with faith. What word of God? The word of grace. That's why I showed you that verse. All right, let's go back to the 16th verse. Therefore, it's of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So it's basically telling you he's working with faith, you see. Now, oh my, I wish you would have caught that word. It will settle everything you're dealing with. A portion of faith, I got to give it to you again, operates out ahead of current circumstances. Lord have mercy. If you only knew how powerful. When I first read that statement, I read it. Young lady sent me a book. I said, what? Why now? Why? Why that person go ahead of it? Watch this. To substantiate the hope he has set before them. You got to bring substance to that hope. That person go ahead and substantiate the hope he has set before them. When that happened, now I'm in Hebrews 11, 1 now. When that happened, this action, these two actions I told you, a portion of faith operate out ahead of current circumstances, right? Number two, I said, why? To substantiate the hope or give substance to the hope that he has set before him, right? This action yields evidence of invisible yet tangible results. You got to get the three together. I mean, look at me. You got to get the three together. Faith called this certain development to spring forth within our environment.
Amen.
To prove the fact that what is not seen is indeed a reality. Now faith is the substance of things for hope for and the evidence of things not seen, you see. We know through faith we understand. See, you're not going to understand grace. You're not going to understand the supernatural. You're not going to understand the spirit realm unless you learn how to function in this kind of faith. The three ingredients of faith is substance, hope, and evidence. When you start operating in faith, all three start working.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Hope, substance, get his hand on grace. Hope, get his hands on grace. Evidence, get his hands on grace. Grace come through. So let me remind you how this works now, Jimmy. Let me show you how it works. Listen to how this works. A portion of faith operate out ahead of current circumstance. That's why you ain't gonna worry about it. You got to come to a point to know it's done. And you got to come to that point before you see it naturally. Or you're not operating in faith. If you go back as a crybaby with another prayer, you wasn't operating in faith. See, it's going over and over again. If you say, I don't know why, somebody needs to slap you side of the head. I don't know why that haven't happened yet. Don't be concerned about that. It has already happened. Hold to your faith. So let me give you these three again, quickly, so you can know how the connection is. A portion of faith operate out ahead of current circumstances. Why? To substantiate the hope he has set before him. This action yields evidence of invisible yet tangible results. You got evidence of it. You got evidence of it. It's not tangible right now, but I got evidence in my faith. As long as I hold on that, God is obligated to come through here, a false God. He's obligated. See, it's not God been bringing you disappointment. It's you not knowing what to do have brought you disappointment. You have to, I don't care where you go, I don't care what church you join, you're going to have to know how to properly operate and connect grace and faith. I know that for a fact. I've been preaching a long time. And, you know, over the years, I've probably been hitting and missing. But here in these heydays of my life, I'm going to train you all how to hit every time. See, because if I had known this earlier in my ministry, I wouldn't have walked back. I'd have come and they led me through the door and I'd have flew up in here and just flew and stuck. I'd fly around, see who in here, and then I'd come stand up here. That's how blessed these true that the Holy Spirit is revealing to you, it's going to unkink your life. It's going to put you in a position of a thrilling life. Not just dragging along saying I'm a Christian. But, you know, it may take a little while if you put those popcorn in the microwave. They don't pop the first few seconds. But whenever they stop popping, brother, you can get the bowl out. It's about time to take them out. So that's the way it's going to happen in your life. Once you see this thing work, it will start popping, man. And you're going to wonder how they can't see it. How they don't understand this? It's already done. May the Holy Spirit help me tonight. Help me, Holy Spirit, to for my people to see. You need to see this. You need to see that you should not linger with a problem. You should not lay down with a problem. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. See. My goodness. So let me say it this way. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm just talking about the whole bag. It's easy to be blessed. For a child of God, you know why? You're already blessed. You have to get the stench of the unrenewed mind off of you. See, the Christian journey now, all you watch this now, this worst lifetime. All you're supposed to be doing now is renewing your mind. Once that mind is renewed, that spirit gonna kick in, partner. What? See, our daily journey now is to make sure we keep our mind renewed. So keep our mind renewed is not just reading the word, it's paying attention to what the Lord is saying. And I want to warn you, it's not the amount of word that you read. When that word starts talking back to you, stop right there. Stop in the third verse. The Lord start talking, you know you get revelations that coming. Then you say, Lord, I'm trying to finish it. I ain't trying to finish nothing. Come on. Tell me what you want to say. All right, let me give you some more very important points. Go back to Hebrews 11 and 3. Actually, this could be called the law of faith. Understanding the law of faith. Through faith we understand. See, understanding, knowledge without understanding is of no use. Understanding show you how to apply. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The world. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I wrote a book on that verse. How to frame your world with the word of God. I think that's my first book too. Yeah. We were real proud of that book and we still are. Yeah. Let me tell you two or three things on understanding the law of faith. Discovering the power of the word of God. Interpreting the word with your spirit. Amen. And when you learn how to operate in the law of faith, you have the validation of the word of God on whatever you're dealing with.
Amen. No doubt about it.
Yeah, amen. May I help you?
Yes, sir.
Say, Apostle, help me. Faith is quite different from wishing and wanting for a solution to the problem of life. I said faith is quite different from wishing and wanting for the solution to the problem of life. Faith make it happen. Faith requires spiritual intelligence. You can bet that what is pesting you, there's an element of ignorance in you coming through. Spiritual ignorance I'm talking about. Spiritual ignorance. And the medicine for that is understanding grace and faith. Go back to go. You just go. Just when you clog down on overdue, just go back to Ephesians 2:8. It'll tell you. Some way you got to make some adjustment. Now you got to know this. Faith does not exist without substance and cannot be valid in the life of a believer without evidence. Now, you notice back, go back to Hebrews 11:1. You notice the elements or the ingredients in faith is substance, hope, and evidence, right? Huh? Now faith is the substance of things, hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Now watch what I'm going to give you now. Watch what I'm going to give you. You see. What gives man hope? I'm going to tell you four things. Number one, the grace of God. Number two, the provision of God. And they all end up whooping. Number three, the finished work of Christ. It is finished, John 19:30. And what that do is an assurance to men and women of faith that there's always hope. The hope light never go out. Always hope. You know, I say, man, you got it bad, man. Look, I have hope, man. You see, there's always hope. See, because of what Christ finished, he left an eternal, everlasting, supernatural hope. When you know God has already provided, the action step you take will align with the will of God for your life. See, it's not what you're going through. But if you know what step to take, your next step must be a step of faith. You must have the word on it. You must have a promise on it. Now, Christian, I'm going to say this because it's coming out of my spirit. When you read the word of God, because you're a child of God, is God talking to you? Is God giving you direction? You don't have to stand there and pray to the Lord, show me something. No, I'm just talking to you right now. As the word come out of my mouth, God, right now, God talking to you. Every instruction he's given me to give you tonight, that's God talking to you. Jesus. Even if the circumstances doesn't look to be in your favor, God's word that has already declared concerning your life is in your favor. Let me get that again. Y'all better look at this stuff. Y'all better look at this now. I know. I have a lot of things to do in the spirit. Y'all better know how to do this. You can do this. This is faith. See. Don't come here and rubber stamp me, you know. You know, I had so many papers to sign, you know. I wanted to sign them all, but man, I had 300. I said, where that rubber stamp at? One of my degrees, all my degrees, they put out. I said, why them people didn't sign this thing? I know why now. You didn't hear what I said either, because some of y'all got some circumstances in here tonight and by internet that is not in your favor. But it doesn't matter. Let me give you this again. I won't make you happy. You got to understand, you can't be tied down. You connected with someone better than the mafia. The mafia get it done, boy. Naturally, but you connected with someone who's greater. So what do you have tonight? You come here and it's not working in your favor. You have to, listen to this word, come on. You have to faith it in your favor. You have to believe it in your favor. You have to say it in your favor. And you're not lying. Why can't you have that? Why do you worry about what other people gonna say? They've been dragging the bottom, eating catfish. That's why catfish come on the bottom, you know. Everybody need a sack of lay every now and then. Come on now, even if the circumstance doesn't look to be in your favor, doesn't look to be in your favor, we walk by faith. What is it? God's word that has already declared concerning you, your life, is in your favor. Psalm 512. See, can you put that on? I will close in a minute, children. Psalm 512. See, can you put that on? You surrounded by favor. For thou, Lord, will what? Bless the righteous with favor without compare him as with a shield. Tell somebody next to you, you're surrounded with favor. Tell them, stop looking at the circumstances. That's your problem. It's your problem. You see what I'm saying? That's your problem. You got to stop looking at the circumstances. Stop letting the circumstances run you. I left so many circumstances, I can't even count them now. I left circumstances that thought, say they had me. This is the first you're going to go in ministry. I left them. Thousand of them. I'm still leaving circumstances. And I want you to start leaving them. Leaving them. Don't stay there. Don't be looking at them. Don't shake hands. Don't love them. Leave them. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we divorce every circumstance that is not right in our life. We walk in God's favor. God loves. Say, God loves me. God has done everything for me. And I'm ready to receive it, by faith, through grace. That's a wrap. Because another interchangeable word for grace is favor. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say it to you clearly. You are a people of favor. You have divine favor around you everywhere you go. It changed people. It changed circumstances. It changes answers. It changes promotion. But you got to know it. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. Seem good to the Holy Ghost. Let me shelve these four togetherness on you again. Then Ephesians 2. And show you how all things gonna work out together for you. You made alive. You has he quickened. What voice that is? Ephesians 2. You has he quickened. Together. You quickened together with Christ. 5. So that means your spirit, 2 and 5, Ephesians 2, your spirit is alive to the supernatural. Yeah, right? Then what does he say? He may quicken you again and have raised you up together. Huh? Resurrection power is on the inside of you. Use it. God dug it. Use it. How I use it? I got the resurrection power of Jesus on the inside of me. I'm rising up. That's two together. Now this third one is very important because I pray from that point a lot of time. See, I know y'all pray down here on earth all the time, but I pray from that point. Have raised me up to set together in heavenly places in Christ. I pray from up there sometimes. I don't pray down here all the time. I say, I'm going into my seat. I call things that be not as though they were. You see that way he said he made us set together? Huh? In heavenly places. So I'm alive, I'm resurrected, and I'm seated, right? Now you're going to on Romans 8:28. That's another together. All things work together for good for them that love God and call according to his purpose. You, Jesus. I call them four principles of together. I'm with Christ, me. You better get your snacky hand off of me. You're in trouble, boy. I'm with Christ. That's what you need to know. What stanky circumstance are you dealing with tonight? You're tired of it. By faith, through grace, you walk out of it. It's your right. You're a child of God. I say you're a child of God. If faith, if grace and faith could save me, what else it cannot do? I was a sinner, lost in my sin. But I heard the gospel. Grace reached out, touched my belief, and I got born again. Never been back in the world again. 40-something years ago. You have to believe you have it. I have my healing. I'm not trying to get healed. I have my deliverance. I'm not trying to get delivered. I was delivered 2,000 years ago. Pornography is not that strong. And I know some men have problem with it. Maybe some women have problem with it. It's hell on earth. You understand me? It's hell on earth. It's Satan who took your soul and your body and don't want you to know who you are. Let me close. Say, I have favor. Say it.
I have favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So being a man or woman of faith requires us to allow the Lordship of Jesus Christ to guide our lives.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Don't mess with me now. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
See, your faith must give evidence to unseen reality. Yeah. Are you hearing me? You don't, daughter, you don't ask for your healing. You announce that you're healed. You're not trying to be healed. You heal. Understand, I'm going to read this and I want you to get it. Get what you can get out of it. Understand that your hope, when it has become faith, must make it obvious that God has already provided by grace a solution to whatever it is that you're now seeing. I mean, you're seeing it, but you know it, you got a solution. Let me give it again. Understand that your hope, when it has become faith, must make it obvious that God has already provided by grace a solution to whatever it is that you're seeing. I got 5 minutes. I want you to listen. I'm going to make a statement. You need to write this statement down. Two statements in a row. Faith substantiates what already exists. It doesn't create things. Faith substantiates what already exists. It doesn't create things. Faith corroborates what is already in existence, though invisible. It's there. Here's the point, class. The point is, thank God, this, everything a believer asks God for by faith has already been in existence by grace.
Amen.
I'm going to close with Romans 5. I think we read it right there. Grace provided it already. But faith is the access point into grace. That's why you got to have two. Romans 5. I'm just going to read a few verses and I'm going to close. Romans 5, 1. Romans 5, 1. Where are you standing? Where you standing tonight? What you standing in? What you standing on? Watch this. Watch this. And I don't have time. There's so much going to be read in this few minutes. I don't have time. Therefore, being justified by what?
Faith.
We have what? With God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this second verse. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Standing in grace. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You cannot, my sister and brother, stand in grace and disgrace at the same time. You cannot stand in grace and be ashamed.